Thank you, Father, for your holy word. Lord, I pray that you anoint it, that you anoint my mouth, my lips, my heart, that you anoint the ears of those that hear in their hearts that they might receive. And the word, the seed of the word will take root and bear good fruit. Thank you for insight and revelation and application in Yeshua's name. Praise God. Jeremiah 17, chapter 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their hearts and upon the horns of your altars. Until their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give you substance and all your treasures to the spoil and your high places for sin throughout all your borders. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, United States of America. Because your children have gone into idolatry and worshiped even the high places and worshiped phallic symbols and sex. Yes, that's Islam. Those are those, you know, obelisks. I went to Petra. You walk in the very narrow gate through a wadi, and there are niches all carved out of the wall for all the gods of all the merchants that come through. Yes, and there's even one for the god of Phallus, which is not uncommon. You just have to go beneath the surface of what you know. O my mountains in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil and your high places for sin. Why? Because they didn't acknowledge that all these things came from God. All these treasures throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. That means the land, the birthright, the inheritance. You're not going to have it anymore. It's going to be discontinued. It had an expiration date. It's called unfaithfulness and disobedience. And I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land, which you know not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Lord. God is jealous. He's a jealous husband. He doesn't like it when his wife or his bride is looking at other idols, other men, or flirting with him or playing around with him. Okay? He wants his bride to leave and cleave. Leave all, forsaking all others, and cleave only unto the Lord. And he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Well, that would be south of here, where in the high mountains there are still trees where I live, even though it's high desert. But you go down some altitude and you go southeast and it looks like a salt flat, and there's not hardly anyone lives there. It's not inhabited. Verse 7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Okay? I see so many people and hear them talk, and they think that, you know, they're okay because they're measuring by their own standard, self-standards. I'm okay. Well, God accepts me. Well, he loves me even though I'm a sinner. Perhaps. But Scripture says that he hates the wicked every day. So you better make sure that your wickedness and your transgressions and your sin don't make you cross that line of hatred from God. He hates the sin. He loves you if you love him. And he will be merciful to you. Even in the midst of judgment, if you repent and you make restitution according to his will. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. Whoa, could you stop there for a second? If you want your way and you have a distorted version of God, the God of the Holy Scriptures, you're going to go astray. God will give it to you. You want that woman that you've been lusting over her dying husband's bed? He'll give her to you. And he'll give you everything that comes with it, according to your ways. Who can know it? Who can know it? So, since you don't listen to the instruction of the Lord and the reproof, and you set aside those that you came into their lives for God's purposes, for them to speak into you, and you dishonored it. So, here you go. You're going to be on a bed of thorns and destruction, and you will see death surround you, and her children will die. That's what it says about the church. In the book of Revelation, Jezebel, I gave you time to repent. I gave you time to repent from your immorality, sexual immoralities, and teaching others to do the same by your example, right? So now I'm going to throw you on a bed of sickness, right? And if she doesn't repent, she and all her children are going to die. I, the Lord, and search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, because their hearts are deceitful and full of lust, right? Full of lust and full of covetousness and full of lies and treachery and disloyalty to God and the ways of God and his edicts and commandments for them personally in their life, because they presume, their sin presumes on God Almighty. Is the partridge that sits on their eggs and hatches them not? So he that gets riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth. Because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters, to listen to seducing demons. Right? I got a revelation from an angel. It's an angel of light. It's not the Lord God Almighty. We have whole religious cults built around angels of light. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. You are my praise. Behold, they say to me, oh, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow you, neither have I desired the woeful day. You know that which came out of my lips was right before you. Be not a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Thus said the Lord to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by which they do go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, hear you the word of the Lord, you kings of the earth, of Judah. But I say the kings of the earth, and the kings of the United States, all of the Judah, all the United States, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. These would be gate cities, ports, port, gate, port, door, you know, port cities. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your house on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work, but hallow you the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Do you see the Sabbath? Jesus said he was Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath wasn't made for God. The Sabbath was made for man. Why? So that they might hear and receive an instruction. So that we might stop all of our own ways and our own soulishness and our own desires, carnal, worldly, demonic, whatever they are, all the things that are the enemies of God, 1 and 7, and stop and listen and apply the instruction of the Spirit of God. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently hearken to me, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of the city on the Shabbat day, but hallow the Shabbat day to do no work therein. Then shall there enter into the gates of the city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places about Jerusalem. And for, so this would be, you know, Washington, D.C., the United States, the gate cities, all along the ports, and extrapolate it to the nations of the earth. Because we're in international judgments now. And from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, and sacrifices, and meat offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. Last verse, okay? Listen up. But if you will not hearken to me, to hallow the Shabbat day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Shabbat day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched.